This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All that to say this, the buzz of the city. Joe Shasky is more tapped into the buzz of San Francisco and what's going on more than anyone else that I know. All right? Where's the buzz at for this All-Star game for you right now, Joe Shasky? Where's it at? We've had the Jimmy Butler experience. We had the Luka Doncic thing. The NBA is buzzing. Yeah. We know that the NBA is balling right now. The Super Bowl, whatever. It fizzled out. Yeah, they had 126 million viewers. No one cared. It was a beatdown. It was the Eagles fly, Eagles fly. Jalen Hurts.
I believe that number.
Well, why not?
Because I think everyone tuned out. Like, I don't know.
No, I don't think everyone tuned out because, like us, we're like, oh, well, you know, Patrick Mahomes will do something eventually. And then, you know, the fourth quarter, even Tom Brady and the broadcaster, like, you know, this game's not over yet. I was like, Tom, it's 40-6, bro. Like, I love you. Like, come on, dude. Like, what are we doing here? I say all that to say this, though. The buzz. And we were talking about this last week when all these trades were going down. Can they carry this momentum past the All-Star break, into the All-Star break? At least locally, I'm not feeling it just yet. Now, it's Wednesday. We got a couple days here to go, but for you, Joe Shasky, this All-Star game this year in San Francisco is what to you? Is it just another All-Star game?
No, it's just right now I'm not feeling the impact, you know, just walking around. Like I told you about Nike Town. I went by there again this morning because on my walk over, I walked past Union Square and, you know, Union Square is looking cleaner and cleaner and they're still working on it. And, you know, just I'm talking about as a society we are and all the different departments for the city. And it's like you see some of the structures being built at Nike Town. They clearly have some sort of big, I don't know, marketing, merchandising kind of thing that they're doing with Kevin Durant and LeBron James on the bottom floor of Nike Town. But if I just took that away, I haven't seen any signage. I don't feel the pomp and circumstance. I haven't heard about anything that like that's happening, but I'm sure like Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, I'm sure we'll start to feel it. It just, the Super Bowl, when it came here, was such a huge deal. It felt like full blocks, squares of blocks were already marked off. You couldn't drive down because they had events planned for the entire week leading up to it.
Does that feel like a decade ago? It was.
It was.
That's wild, man. That was 10 years ago, and they're going to have it next year, and they did the handing off.
The NFL experience, remember?
Well, it was different, and I do want to say this, and I don't know if this is the main thing. I know we don't talk about it as much anymore. New Orleans just had a bunch of people, and it was great. It was a huge celebration. There is a factor of, you know, the world shutting down for a little bit. And at least here, when it comes to big events, I don't know if we've fully come back yet.
Oh, well, a lot of people have, like, just never come back. Right, talking about literally don't come back to the city.
Well, that's part of it.
Yes.
Like, so I do feel like this is a very important weekend for not just, you know, the NBA and, you know, Steph Curry and the Warriors, but just San Francisco in general. I would like some, you know, some positive vibes. Absolutely. At the start of this season. That's what I want to see. I want to see the city being showcased in a positive light because all you hear is doom and gloom, this, that, and the other.
Well, I don't want to hear Charles kicking us.
And it's a shtick at this point, but I would like to see a Steph or a Draymond check him at that point, right? Like Draymond, like, and I don't know if Draymond's living in downtown Marina or wherever the hell he's living these days, but Bay Area in general, like it's San Francisco, obviously, but it's Oakland, it's San Jose, it's Santa Clara.
It's a microcosm for the community.
It's everything, yes. And
absolutely.
This is the Bay Area's team. Like, this is the Bay Area's team now. It's both sides of the Bay. It's the Golden State Warriors. They're going to be doing their, you know, their practices in the celebrity game at Oracle, or formerly Oracle Arena, Oakland Arena now. And, you know, I want some buzz. I want some juice. I want some excitement because I'm really excited about Jimmy Butler on the Warriors right now.
I am too.
Like, because there's that hunger for the fan base right now. And I just want it to translate into this weekend. And we're going to be joined by Jerry Rice, who's going to be part of it this weekend. Joe Shasky. Yeah, I don't know if you ever heard of the guy. Just the greatest football player of all time. Might have heard of him. I think he played catch with him at one point, actually.
I did. He commented on my arm, which was positive. And that one of the highlights of my life.
So he's going to be coaching the All-Star Celebrity Game alongside.
Why you got to do that?
Barry Bonds is going to be the opposing coach. So quite frankly, you have the two best players in their given sports of all time, potentially going head to head. Oh, and by the way, they're Bay Area guys too. Yeah. So that helps. So you got Team Rice versus Team Bonds. And we're going to be joined by Jerry at 8:30, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? Also, we got Terry Stotts, assistant coach of the Golden State Warriors, joining us at 7. And I'm very interested to talk to Terry, former head coach, not once, not twice, but three times, three different teams. He's been around the league for a long time. Asking about the acquisition of a Jimmy Butler, but also losing a presence, right? I want to pick his brain on what it's like if you're a head coach, if you're in Steve Kerr's position, or if you're in Jason Kidd's position right now. I want to get into the mindset of a head coach. I know he's an assistant coach right now, but how that feels and how that affects a locker room going forward, because Steve Kerr joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday, Joe Shasky, and he talked about the impact Jimmy's already had, not on the court, but in the locker room. And we spoke to this last week. You know, I think they need the mindset of a Jimmy Butler right now in a big way. And I think a lot of it was doom and gloom, and people were saying, oh, he's a cancer. He's a locker room. This, he destroys franchises. I was like, well, this franchise is already crumbling like Rome, man. Like it kind of feels like that. Rome is burning, right? Clones. And that's what it felt like. But Jimmy, not that he's going to be the savior. He's not going to be the savior. But can he help the team out in a positive way? I think we've already seen that in the first two games.
Well, like, think about where the Niners were at in 2018. Boy, they needed an attitude adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that bringing in Richard Sherman, you know, was one of the, like, seminal moments. We could talk about drafting Nick Bosa and Debo, and there's no doubt that those things absolutely help. Having great players absolutely helps. But there was a big attitude change in acquiring Richard Sherman.
A sense of legitimacy, right? Well, a guy that's a champion.
And I think he was going to hold people accountable in that locker room, and he had the credibility to do so. It's one thing of, like, Cassius Marsh, who was on the team's like, hey, you got to step your game. And I was like, who the hell are you? You know what I mean? Like, I'm a big believer in, like, you have to have some level of impact to be a veteran presence. You can't just be, you know, hey, I've never done anything in the league, guy, and I'm going to tell you how it's supposed to be done. Because the young guys are like, who the hell are you?
I do like that comp. Not, he's not like for Jimmy Butler, but he's you know, a fiery guy. He'll get after you. He's going to talk a lot of smack. Jimmy's known to
polarizing.
Do that. Polarizing player. Guys that we thought are probably at the tail ends of their career when it comes to their prime. Obviously, Sherman coming off an Achilles at that point, right? So there was a lot big. Was Achilles or ACL? It was Achilles, right?
Yeah, it was Achilles.
It was Achilles. Thank you.
And both guys, it's similarly, and I think this is one of the big misnomers, like, Jimmy Butler's a troublemaker. I mean, he's never gotten in any trouble off the court.
That's exactly.
Anywhere. Like, same thing with Richard Sherman. Like, oh, okay, competitor, done some crazy things to other players on the field? Sure. Guess what? You know who's done a lot more worse stuff? His name's Draymond Green. I'm talking about on the court.
On the court.
You know what I mean? Like, I have no questions with him off the court.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big separator for me is, like, it's one thing when I question, like, are you just a knucklehead away from the game?
Yeah.
Like, Ja Morant, that's the biggest question on Ja. Part of why Ja's fumbled being the face of the league is, like, bro, can you just not get in trouble off the court?
Exactly.
In terms of, like, putting yourself in positions to where you can be exposed. And, you know, you are a corporation to a degree, and we don't really think that you're, like, worthy of being the face of this corporation because you do kind of some slappy type stuff away from the game. That's not a question for Jimmy Butler. No. It never was a question for Richard Sherman.
No, that's a great point, Joe. And shout out to all those who just woke up. If you're just joining us, if you're just getting off your shift, getting ready for your shift, getting ready for school, whatever you're doing, appreciate you joining us here. You can stream us live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. All brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealership. Also, shout out to Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com.
Think of how different the rhetoric would have been for Steph Curry entering this weekend in the All-Star game if they didn't make a move.
Oh, God. It would be worse Steph going. That's a great point. It would literally be the speculation of where's Steph going to play next.
Well, you know what would be happening is the Windhorses, the Chris Broussards, the Stephen A. Smiths would be basically linking him to all the big teams that they want him to go to.
Well, you'd see probably snippets and clips of LeBron and Steph covering their mouths, talking to each other. Giannis and Steph covering their mouths, talking with each other. All these different teams, and then all the memes are coming out with the eye emojis, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got Jimmy Butler. He's extended. Steph's not going anywhere. And this is going to be the team for the next couple seasons. And it might be the swan song for all these players, Draymond Green included. But you know what? They picked a path. And I think there's a sense of relief now with the fan base.
Clarity.
There's clarity. And the fact that it's clicked this early, there's a newfound optimism with this team, Joe Shasky. I don't know if they're going to do anything huge. I'm not here saying they're going to win a championship. But the vibes and the optimism, and I'm always this kind of a guy, right? I'm a glass half full guy more than I am a glass half empty.
You are very optimistic.
I'm very optimistic. I'm not Mark Willard optimism with certain things.
Well,
but
he's delusional.
Well, no, it's all right. And I love Mark. I love Mark too. And he's listening right now. He's probably having his salami pizza. Shout out Roundtable. But I have this newfound sense of optimism with the team if I'm a fan, because I felt like for the first time, the ownership, the head coach, the GM, they all realized something had to be done.
Mm-hmm.
It just couldn't be nothing. And I know Steve Kerr was trying to walk that tightrope in the last couple of weeks saying, we can't just do nothing at the deadline. And then, Evan asked him a question. He's like, well, you said, you guys can't do nothing, but you guys might not do nothing. He's like, oh, I didn't say that. And I'm paraphrasing here. And him and Evan are fine. Evan's doing a hell of a job covering for Warriors pre and post game live. I'm watching the pressers now with Steve. I heard it with Mike Dunleavy. There is a sense of relief now and clarity, not only with the fan base, front office, and Joe Lacob, quite frankly, who was the guy that was kind of behind, I think, the Kevin Durant talks first and foremost. I don't think Kevin Durant was ever coming here. And I do think there was a sense of dread after that whole thing happened when it was just, oh, KD, we might get him. And then it was a huge letdown. It's just like, he has no desire to come back here. And that all felt like an ownership, Joe Lacob trying to get the band back together. I don't know. I'm sure Steph would have loved it. I think Steph knew in his heart of hearts that's not happening. I think Steve Kerr knew in his heart of hearts that's not happening. And Draymond for sure knew that wasn't happening. And he was going to go to the Suns. Like, by the way, the Suns, Matt Ishbia, talking about botch job of the century with these in these last few weeks, trying to get Jimmy Butler. You don't get Butler. You have a disgruntled Kevin Durant because his name was floated out there. You got Bradley Beal on a contract no one desires. They're going to be free-falling Tom Petty style here. They're
having
already
the conversation we would be having about the Warriors.
Oh, absolutely.
Had they not made a move.
Imagine Joe Lacob dangling Stephen Curry's name out there. Like, it's different. It's different because, Kevin Durant.
Ask Nico how that's going.
Oh, and we're going to get to that at some point today because the Golden State Warriors do play the Dallas Mavericks today. And coverage of that starts at 5:30 right here, 95.7 The Game. Tip off at 6:30. God, if you're a Dallas Mavericks fan right now, I think we've all been there at some point in our fandoms where we're feeling like a Dallas Mavericks fan, and we're going to tap into that a little bit later.
Well, I think you're bringing up a lot of points here, and like the one that I continue to go back
to. Too many points, yes. Isolate it for me.
When you come into work every day, and there are certain people that you see that make you smile. You make me smile. Like, I come in every
thanks,
day.
Bud.
You've got this energy. It's like, hey, what's up, Spadoni? And there's a mellowing effect. You
are you
going to
get
for Carter?
Are you going to give me a candy gram?
Like
you see the.
No, emails? I'm good off that. Oh. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Valentine's worst holiday, hands down. Not even close.
I'm defending.
Worst
it.
Holiday.
It's actually
of all time.
It's actually one of the best.
No, I think it's the worst.
No, it's one of the best.
And then I look at someone like Guru. When I see Guru, I just smile. I can't not help but smile. Right. I see somebody like coming in every single day and they're super negative and they're Debbie Downer every day. I'm sorry. That brings down the whole energy of the vibe. I'm not saying you can't come in every once in a while and have a bad day. But if you're having bad days, 8 out of 9 days in a row, it's like, come on, man, it's on you. Can you smile a little? It brings the whole aura down.
Right.
And I'm looking at the Warriors situation. I don't think it's anybody's fault. Just think the aura was down. The Daubers were down for so long. They had to make a move. And they made a move, and it was an aggressive one. It was a bold one. And I feel like it jolted them in the right direction. And they desperately needed it. And I think that, like, I didn't see Jimmy Butler being some, like, net positive, smiley guy. But here we are. Like, look at the vibes and look at the faces of everyone involved. Steve feels rejuvenated. Steph looks rejuvenated. Draymond is unleashed. Mm. He looks incredible. All the young players are playing empowered. Now, it's a couple games, right? It's a couple games. There's no doubt about it. But how negative would everything be heading into this All-Star break? And I feel like they would have been sitting in the, as I always use the hot tub analogy, sitting in the hot tub of negativity for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, well.
And now the tide has turned.
Shout out Hot Tub Time Machine. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Love me some Freedman's Appliance. Shout out Jim Cosimore. 888-957-9570. Your renewed sense of optimism, Dub Nation, with Jimmy Butler. We had a couple calls yesterday, and listen, there's, again, you're talking about Debbie Downers. People, I'm not going to, like, fault some fans for not wanting to fully buy back in just yet, because there is a part of me still as a fan that has a guarded, maybe guarded optimism is the right word, cautiously optimistic.
What do you mean?
Cautious, because I don't want to get sucked back in and get disappointed again if I'm a fan. That is something that I wholeheartedly agree on. I don't want to have this team go on a little bit of a run here, win 6 of 7, 7 of 8. I'm all suckered back in, and then you know what? It blows up in my face. I think a lot of fans still are, you know, keeping their distance slightly, enjoying it from, you know, view. I know you're saying, hey, you know, the expectations were never going to be championship this season, so why not just jump all in with your toes mm-hmm. and everything? But I do understand where a fan could be like, no, you know, it's Hawkeye, and you know, we go back to Marvel all the time. It's Hawkeye, it's that meme, don't give me hope, as he's standing in the rain and they're trying to get the band back together and they're trying to go back and get all the Infinity Stones and defeat Thanos. Don't give me that hope, because hope can drive a man crazy. And I'm doing so many different analogies right now with Shawshank Redemption, this, that, and the other. But that's kind of where I'm getting at. And if you're one of those fans, why aren't you all in on the Jimmy Butler experience? I guess I would like that, because I'm trying to find reasons not to be optimistic about the Warriors. Oh, the size. I was like, well, who are they playing in the West that's really going to really... Alperen Şengün right now. Anthony Davis is out. Like, who am I? Jaren Jackson Jr.? I mean, do I fear the Grizzlies? Not really.
Hasn't
Chet Holmgren? I mean, again, you've mentioned it. The Warriors seem to play the Thunder very well. I'm not really worried about that right now. Is it, oh, the locker room, this, that, and friends? Well, all I've heard from Steve Kerr, Steph, and Draymond is how good of a locker room presence he is right now. I can't go off what went in the past. I'm just going off right now. So if there's reasons why you're not optimistic about Jimmy Butler, I would love to hear them, because I just don't think they're many right now.
Well, like, I understand being completely skeptical of a rookie or of a young unproven player who hasn't had a track record or long line of success. This guy's been great for 15 years, like 10 years, right? I know. Look, has he done it with this team? No, but Steph's been great for 15 years. Hasn't he earned the benefit of the doubt? And this guy's resume kind of speak for itself. And early on, again, early returns, boy, it sure feels like they really complement each other well.
Well, it always goes back to that. And we'll get to this on the other side. You know, homegrown athletes, guys that were drafted to your franchise, yeah, and the free agents, the mercenaries, if you will, the assassins, as you like to call them. We'll get into that, because I do think there is a fan disconnect sometimes when you bring in someone outside of the group, the friend group. It's like you're transferring schools, or you have friends from different schools, right? And they meet each other for the first time. It's like, is this going to work? So I think that's kind of happening right now.